And now for the next in our series of reports for the listeners' election, where you tell us what issues you feel are important in this election. Today we'll hear about childcare, and our political correspondent Chris Mason is here.
Yes, Martha, we're heading to Barnstable in North Devon this lunchtime. Tina is a single mum. She's a practice nurse, having changed jobs to be close to her son Joe's primary school. So that complicated and never-ending schedule of drop-offs and collections is a bit more doable. Here, Joe, who's nine, and Tina discuss the juggling act that is their lives.
We're leaving to go and pick up Joe, yeah, and his friend today. I do my hours over 4 days, so that I do longer days so that I can pick him up at least once a week. So this is my night for picking up. Much as I loved working where I was before, I had to try and think of the best way for childcare and juggling work, which is why this is the second time I've changed my job since I became a single parent for that reason. Okay, school all right?
Yeah, good day. Thanks. Monday night, at 3:05, my nan or my sister or my brother picks me up. And then on a Tuesday, mum drops me to school and then nursery pick me up. Thursdays, mum takes me to school, then I go to somewhere called After School Club, where you do lots of fun things. In the holidays, I do different kind of clubs, like football and all them kind of things. Yeah. She works to get the money for us to live in a lovely house and have a roof over our heads.
That's my justification when he says he doesn't want to go somewhere. Why do I have to go there today, Mum? Why can't you stay at home? And I say, I can't, because if I don't, then we don't get any money to put a roof over our heads.
Mum, if the government can help you a bit more, what would make your life much, 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 much easier?
More availability for breakfast and after school clubs and longer hours, which would mean continuity for you. I try and vary the holidays. I work around what childcare I've got available and then I fill in the gaps around it.
Would it be very expensive to do it, or like what else do you...
Holiday clubs can be very expensive. I think in this, where I am in Devon, is obviously not as more expensive as in the cities, but even so, you're talking childcare costs almost quadruple during the holidays, and that's my biggest issue, which is why you rely on friends, grandparents. But trying to do the right thing by you, Joe, is making sure that where you are going is happy.
Maybe I should look out for things that make you a bit more happy as well, instead of you just make me happy.
I know, and you do. But if I know you're happy, then that makes me happy. Because I know if you don't want to go somewhere, then I feel very guilty about working, but I have to work because...
To keep our roof over our heads,
as we know.
Tina in Barnstable there, and you can hear the last two of our listeners' election special programmes tomorrow and Friday at midday here on Radio 4. The first three programmes are on the BBC iPlayer.
Thanks, Chris. What a lovely boy Joe sounds, doesn't he?